This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is partnering with Apple and Google on a COVID-19 contact tracing app. Users can download it onto smartphones and find out anonymously if they have been exposed to the virus. Governor Polis says the app called EN Express does not collect unnecessary personal data.
It doesn't know who you are or where you are. It's strictly anonymous. It simply will exchange a bit where if a phone that you were near, that person contracts COVID, you would then get an alert. This is key in really amplifying our ability to fight and contain this virus and Coloradans being able to enjoy themselves more.
Polis says a similar system is successful in South Korea. House Democrats continue to question William Perry Penley's leadership of the Bureau of Land Management. At a House forum today, Democrat Deb Haaland of New Mexico says Penley's record needs to be scrutinized, including his past support for selling public lands and his relationship with Native American tribes.
We need to shine a light on Mr. Penley's actions. I had hoped that might be a job for our colleagues in the Senate, but even the president recognizes that senators have a breaking point. And Mr. Penley would not have withstood scrutiny ahead of an up or down vote.
The White House pulled Penley's nomination as BLM director yesterday, but he will continue to lead the agency as the acting head. Coming up on the program, the Pentagon is planning to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Iraq from 5,200 to 3,000 by the end of the year. Then, the pandemic and protests have altered life for many in Chicago's downtown. Some are leaving protest-targeted areas while others are embracing the change. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, many thousands of temporary poll workers ensure smooth elections. But given the pandemic and the fact that most poll workers tend to be older, election officials and even some late-night TV hosts are concerned.
Fewer poll workers means fewer polling stations are going to be open, and it means longer lines that not everybody can afford to stay and wait in.
But Colorado is not worried about having enough poll workers. Find out why in 10 minutes here on CPR News and All Things Considered. 38 in Denver and Colorado Springs, 52 in Vail. This is CPR News.